I asked a question the other day. I think it was yesterday. I was on my live. I said, hey, guys, somebody commented and said, hey, man, I think Berkshire has lost a lot of investors' confidence. You know, everybody's been raving about Apple these days. And somebody brought up Berkshire. And I said, hey, just a quick question. Who is the largest shareholder in Apple? And a lot of people was kind of wondering, you know, a lot of people said, well, you know, I'm not sure. I don't know, or whatever the case may be. And some people asked me the question, well, how do I find out? In this episode, we're going to talk about exactly how to look that up and how to find that out using the SEC, or I'm going to show you how to use an alternative site on E-Trade. So y'all stay tuned. But first,
hit the subscribe button, hit the bell icon, hit that like, comment, and share button.
So right here, I have put up on investor.gov. We're looking at the 13D and the 13G, right? So the 13G, we're going to talk about what that is. Schedules 13G and 13D as in Delta, 13G as in golf. They're commonly referred to as the beneficiary owner's report. The beneficiary owner report. The term beneficiary owner is defined under the SEC rules. It includes any person who is directly or indirectly shareholders of voting power or investment power, power to sell securities. When a person or a group acquires beneficiary more than 5% of a voting class of a company equities registered under the SEC, they are required to file a 13D. So if you own more than 5% of the company, you're required to file a 13D, depending on the facts and circumstances or whatever the case may be. They're required to do this 10 days after the purchase. So 10 days after the company goes, if I go and buy 5% or more of a particular company, I'm required to schedule this and put it out there that this person owns a large percentage of the company, right? To open up transparency for investors. So when I asked people this question, a lot of people became confused. So we're going to look today, we're going to use an example. We're going to find out who are the largest shareholders in Apple. So the first thing we're going to use, I'm going to look at, where am I at right now? We're going to look up, 1 second, I'll pull up my screen here. We're going to look up Apple for a second. So we're going to go to SEC filings. No, we don't want to look at the SEC filings. Give me 1 second here. I want to go to the SEC website. So we're going to go to sec.gov. So let's go to sec.gov. I'm going to pull this up. Apple SEC filings. Here we go. Boom. All right. So you go to sec.gov. You're going to type in Apple. Once you pull up, these are all Apple's filings. We're going to scroll down here to their last 13G report that they had, right? I think they filed this one. Yeah, February of 14. February 14, Valentine's Day of 2020. Happy Valentine's Day. So we're going to go to documents. Up on the documents, we're going to look at the first document, the HTM, and we're going to scroll down. Who's the largest shareholder? The first name you see here up on the Apple, they're saying it's Warren E. Buffett. He's a United States citizen. He owns 250 million shares, 250 million shares, whatever, a common stock. Right here, he owns 5.6% of Apple. 5.6% of all the Apple shares is held by Berkshire Hathaway. They're registered in the state of Delaware or whatnot. Here you go. So then next you have the National Indemnity Company. I never heard of them. State of Nebraska. They own 209 million shares. Hopefully I'm reporting these numbers correctly. They own 4.7%, almost 5% of what you call it. Then the next company got Geico. Geico owns 0.3%, right? So you look at all these different companies. It could be the same companies or whatnot that owns all these shares of Apple. Now, here's another way that you can look at it inside of E-Trade. Let me pull up for you guys and girls in E-Trade. Let me see here. You can look at it inside of E-Trade. If you could go up under investor activity, then go up under ownership. I'll make sure I pull up the right thing. 1 second here. So now you can see who's the largest shareholder. It's not about what somebody said. You can look it up for yourself. And it's an easier way here. Well, not an easier way, but it's another way. See that sec.gov is going to give you a bunch of dry reports. But BlackRock is on this list too. I'm going to pull it up as well. Let's see here. We're going to stop sharing that stream. We're going to pull up our next stream. What is our next stream at? Okay. All right. So up on the Apple, you go, once you type in Apple, $425, you go into investor activity, go up on the ownership. Up on the ownership, top owners. It tells you the top owner is Berkshire Hathaway, $245 million. Just imagine how many they're going to have when they do the the stock split. Then you got followed by BlackRock, then followed by Fidelity, right? Then, you know, you just go all the way down or whatnot, whatever the case may be. So here is Berkshire Hathaway. They own $6.23 billion of, and that's the value of the position. I don't know how well that's updated, of Apple, largest shareholder in Apple. So this is how you can see this and see behind the scenes who's buying what, who owns what, by looking up on the ownership. So when I ask the question, hey, who owns this particular stock, or if you want to find out as an investor, this is a good way to kind of help you out. But I wanted to make this video to kind of show you guys and girls two ways you can look up and see who owns what or what particular company. But until the next video podcast, cartoon, whatever else crazy you see me do around the globe, peace, be safe, I'm out. Thank you.